Alabama Governor Big Jim Folsom was the subject of a lot of stories from APR political commentator Steve Flowers. But did you know there was a little Jim Folsom? There was, and Steve has a few thoughts on his career in politics and his connection to Mercedes-Benz coming to our state.
Folks, James E. Folsom Jr. was literally born in the governor's mansion. His father, the legendary two-term Alabama governor, James E. Big Jim Folsom, was in office when little Jim was born in May of 1949 in the governor's mansion in Montgomery. One could argue that Jim Jr. enjoyed a more successful and illustrious political career than his famous father. However, there's no question that little Jim's career was launched because of his name and the following that Big Jim had earned among the rural enclaves of Alabama. Little Jim's last successful campaign was Lieutenant Governor in 2006. Little Jim adroitly ran one of the most effective ads in state history in that last week of his campaign, where he eked out a victory over his opponent, Luther Strange. He ran an ad showing Luther playing tennis at the Mountain Brook Country Club. He knew that Mountain Brook's silk stocking image would not sit well with the anti-big city country folks around the state. I'm convinced that there was still enough old Big Jim loyalists left in the state that voted for Little Jim that day. And I said the day after the 2006 election that Big Jim won that race for Little Jim from the grave. Jim Jr. was elected Lieutenant Governor of Alabama three times. He was elected the State Public Service Commission twice and was for governor for 2 years. Big Jim did not have that many wins. He was elected governor only twice, once in 46 and once in 54. Folsom was elected to the Alabama Public Service Commission in 1978 and reelected in 1982. In 1980, he defeated incumbent Donald Stewart in the Democratic Senate primary, but narrowly lost the general election to Republican Jeremiah Denton. Jim Folsom Jr. won the first of his three terms lieutenant governor in 86. He won a second term in 90. During that term, he assumed the governorship from Guy Hunt when Hunt was removed from office after being convicted of state ethics law violations. Only weeks after Folsom assumed office, state officials were approached by Mercedes-Benz about the possibility of locating its first manufacturing plant outside Germany in Alabama. Over the following months, Folsom led Alabama's efforts to recruit the facility, culminating in October of 1993 with an announcement that Alabama had beaten 30 other states for the coveted facility. The prestige of the Mercedes plant opened the door for future automotive plants located in the state. Jim Folsom Jr. is married to Marcia Guthrie. They have two grown children and reside in Coleman. Marcia Guthrie Folsom is the daughter of Big Jim's best friend. Her father actually served one term in the legislature and was a devoted Big Jim man. Marcia is a few years younger than Jim. They both grew up in Coleman and knew how close their fathers were. Marcia was actually close in age and friendship to Jim's younger sister, Bama. Marcia went to the University of Alabama. We were in school together the same time. We were political friends. She was very outstanding at the university, and it was assumed that she'd go into politics, not Jim Jr. Most observers say unequivocally that Marcia's the best politician in the family. They look like a Hollywood couple. Marcia's sweet and pretty, while Jim is strikingly movie star-like handsome. Children, of course, are attractive. Old Big Jim was real proud of little Jim's political success.
Thank y'all for listening.